The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Having more fun than any one individual on the planet Earth should be allowed to have. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the second day in a row of open air edition of What's On Your Mind. I want to paint a little mental picture for all of our What's On Your Mind listeners all across the Northern Plain. Partner Todd Mitchell, who unfortunately is back at the studios of the 550 K-Fire.
How does that work?
I don't know, but he will be at the Game and Fish booth Wednesday at the State Fair, ladies and gentlemen. So I want the all the Todd Mitchell groupies out there to make sure you you go see him Wednesday at the fair. 3 to 5, you're going to be there, Todd?
3 to 5. So yeah, we'll actually be set up well ahead of time. But yeah, so all five groupies can Todd Mitchell groupies, really?
and as my penance, I will be back in the studio when Todd is at the State Fair, and he can talk about funnel cake and cheese curds and all the goodies and hang out with the Game and Fish folks. But here's my mental picture for you, okay? Just think of your favorite small town city park, all right? And all the things you remember growing up, from swing sets to, you know, neat little benches, the you know, beautiful little trees and little, and that's exactly what I'm looking at in Dunn Center, North Dakota today. The Dunn Center City Park, our broadcast location. Why are we here? Today is the final day of a sixth annual Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. We're up in Kenmare on Tuesday, Dunn Center, North Dakota today, and I want to remind folks this is Mountain Time today, 2:30. The Bakken Basics Education Session will take place at the Marathon Oil Office, which is at 357 Central Avenue North here in Dunn Center. And there's a lot of folks that will be there. I think there were 1,500 up at Kenmare and, you know, 150, couple hundred at the Education Session. So there's a lot of folks that are heading for Dunn Center already today. But what I would really encourage folks to do, if you had no plans to be there whatsoever, think about changing your plans. You know, again, it's 2:30 Mountain Time, so you got plenty of time to get there. Because in a room for an hour plus is four folks that are incredible resources for you. I mean, and how often do you get that opportunity to just come up and, you know, ask any question you want and visit Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services. I always call her the godmother of the Bakken. I mean, I don't know that any one woman, any one person on the planet Earth possesses more knowledge about the geology of the Bakken. Kathy and the expertise of that company is just phenomenal. Lynn Helms, same way. I mean, just incredible. And, of course, a great industry representative in Ron Ness. So, and Justin Kringstedt will be there, too, North Dakota Pipeline Authority. We're going to talk pipelines on the program today. Pipelines are a big part of North Dakota's future. I mean, they take trucks off the road. They're flexible. They get the product to market. I mean, the railroad really has proven the model to make sure that the discount because of transportation costs can go away. The rail industry has really proven why pipelines are so necessary. Ironically, we're going to talk with Tony Strachwedine. Tony is the manager of government affairs for Alliance Pipeline. They're, by the way, the winner of the People's Choice Award at the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest earlier this week, and so now they've got the crown, and lots of others will be looking to knock them off their crown later today in Dunn Center, North Dakota. But anyway, take it in. You've got great experts there on every facet. That's 2:30 till about 4. Then at 4 o'clock, again, Mountain Time, that's when the real fun begins. And these companies team off. There's about 10, 12 teams, about 20, 30 different companies represented. And what they do is they cook some of the best barbecue. They hand it out for free. They hand out all kinds of free goodies, from, you know, picnic blankets to mugs and pens. And, you know, you're going to – every individual, I would wager, is going to come away with, you know, more than $100 worth of free stuff, just really neat things. But most importantly, it's a chance just to visit with neighbors in a great little park, Dunn Center City Park in Dickinson, North Dakota. So look forward to seeing you there. Drew Wrigley, our lieutenant governor, just sent me a note, and he will be there along with the Public Service Commission member Julie Luthrig, and they're actually going to be handing out the awards for the People's Choice and Judge's Choice Barbecue Awards. It'll take place 7 o'clock tonight to wrap everything up tonight. So, I mean, your lieutenant governor is there. A member of the Public Service Commission is there. As I mentioned, all the industry folks will be there. It's just a really neat event. I look forward to seeing you as well. I'll be wearing my name tag, So look for the Scott Hinnon K-Fire name tag, and please come up, introduce yourself, say hi. A lot of folks did in Kenmare. We gave away all the tickets for the State Fair concerts in Kenmare. I was hoping to have a few left over from, for our friends at Dunn Center, but I'll find some little goodie to share with you, and look forward to meeting you. Wayne Stengel will be on the program as well, the Attorney General of North Dakota. We're going to take a look at the 2013 crime stats with some perspective. We'll leave the politics out of it. We'll just look at it from perspective. Okay, they're up 7% on violent crime compared to what? How does that compare with, Minneapolis? How does that compare with, Denver? How does it compare with the Chicago? I mean, on our worst
Detroit,
day.
Detroit, Washington, Chicago.
Exactly. Exactly right. How about this one? D.C. I'm in D.C. today. And I would suggest the world would be a lot better if the real D.C. was Dunn Center, not Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
Let's put those crime stats in some perspective, but we'll talk with him about that. In the meantime, as always, we want to know what's on your mind, and I'll give you the telephone number so you can tell me, okay? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and is a good email address, but love hearing your questions, your comments. Couple of things in the news that have caught my attention. One, the breaking news this morning is about Microsoft laying off about, 14% of its workforce, did I see? Got to get the exact numbers. But there's about 18,000 Microsoft folks that are getting their pink slips today saying they're out of work. And I, number one, I empathize for them because, quite honestly, that's a story that's been repeated quite often over the last 4 or 5 years in the United States of America, everywhere except North Dakota. So here's my short circuit message to anybody that is waking up today to a pink slip from Microsoft. Come to North Dakota. There are 3 job opportunities for every unemployed person in the state of North Dakota. Come to North Dakota and keep your dreams on track. I was at the North Dakota in Stanley yesterday, one of our fine sponsors here on the program. Stopped to see Ryan and the crew, Ryan Gelstead, his dad Roger, good sponsors of ours at Stanley. By the way, they got a great deal on used combines now. Get to your Plains Ag Case IH dealers. Holy buckets. 5 years, no interest. Incredible deal. And a warranty thing. Just a great deal. Or is it 3 years? I shouldn't have spoken about this without having the facts in front of me. It's like a 3 or 5 year no interest deal. Yes, 3 years. 0% financing on any used combine. And then they have a 2 year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. So the Plains Ag Case IH guys are getting it done. But anyways, I was at the North Dakota Truck Wash. You know, they got that Hurricane Force Truck Wash in Stanley, North Dakota, right behind the Pinnacle Travel Center, the old Cenex. And I walked in there, and there's a sign. Beautiful picture of North Dakota, oil rig, great outdoors, rolling hills, coexisting beautifully. Top of the sign says North Dakota. Bottom of the sign says, where dreams get back on track. I took a picture of it. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. And I thought, isn't that the truth? So there's a lot of folks today at Microsoft that are getting their pink slip and thinking their dreams have just derailed. And their dreams waiting for them in a place where there's a whole lot of open space and a whole lot of economic activity. I think they ought to come to North Dakota. I don't know if you agree or disagree with me, but do let me know. The other story that has got some folks riled up a little bit is Pope Francis has suggested that the United States should welcome illegal immigrants. All I've seen is the headline. I've not read the story, and I have a little policy, especially when it comes to the media reporting of Pope Francis. I always go find his actual words. And you very often can find them on the Vatican website. In other words, the transcript of what he said. And here's the game, normally. They tell you what they think they heard him say, not actually what he said, number one. So I've got to trust but verify. But let's unpack just what they're saying he said when he says we ought to welcome illegal immigrants. Now, I hope he isn't saying throw your borders open. Any illegal immigrant that wants to come can come. I doubt he is. What I think he is saying is those that are here because of poor decisions by their parents, to put them in harm's way from Guatemala or Honduras or anywhere else where there is horrific conditions, did so to try to give them a better life. They've been put through pure hell in this trek up here. They're now cooped up like, you know, chickens, for crying out loud. They're hungry. There's all these diseases. It's a mess. I think what he's saying is they're here. Lend a helping hand. Figure this out. I think he's saying is don't, you know, throw them out knowing you're going to figure it out. I think he's saying what a pope should say, love them. Right? Isn't that what a pope says? Pope preaches the gospel, says love your neighbor. I don't think he's saying throw the doors open. If he is, I couldn't disagree anymore. That'd be like saying, hey, the Vatican, every illegal immigrant is welcome at the Vatican. Well, where are you doing? How do you handle that? So let's talk a little bit about that and anything else on your mind from Dunn Center today on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass.
Anxiously standing at the start of her first triathlon, she realizes she didn't swim an ocean in training to quit now. After a fall on the bike ride, she could have thrown in the towel. Instead, she used it to stop the bleeding. Through the loss of her mother and 4 rounds of chemo, she has endured. So what's another 3 miles?
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 16th, 2014, gold opened at $1,303.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,350.43, $675.22 for a half ounce, or $337.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,350.43, $675.22, and $337.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Name that tune, Todd Mitchell.
Oh, gee, I wonder if I can do that in half a note there. He's bound him down, y'all.
Who was it again? Keep it going, Shane.
Jerry Reed there.
Jerry Reed, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I got it and you didn't? What's wrong with this picture?
Now, the problem is the vast majority of the audience, I think, of the program would need to be westbound and down today to Dunn Center, North Dakota, rather than eastbound and down. But we'll,
name the movie, genius.
Wait, wasn't it one of the Burt Williams, Smokey and the Bandit movies, or no?
Burt Williams?
Burt Reynolds. Sorry.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Did I get the movie right at least? Have I messed up Burt Reynolds' name?
Burt Will. Well, that's all right. I'm guessing you didn't have the pinup by your desk like some people did. or the centerfold.
I loved Burt Reynolds movies. I loved Clint Eastwood movies. The ones with the orangutan were my favorite. You know, but they don't make them like that anymore. It's just not worth going.
They don't. You're absolutely right.
Somebody said that I said that the Dunn Center City Park was in Dickinson. If I said that, I really apologize. We're not in Dickinson today. We're not far. But we're in Dunn Center, North Dakota. And by the way, it is a beautiful city park. If you've got a Dunn Center story for me out there, any Dunn Center natives, anything that you can tell me about Dunn Center, I'd love to hear about it. I really would. I know Ron Bergen, I think, who was Ron and his wife Mary Alice from the Fargo Assembly. I think Ron is from Dunn Center, from somewhere around that particular area. And but I'm trying to remember what other great stories there are about Dunn Center out there. But I tell you, there's just nothing like a small town city park, and it's going to be a great setting today for the event. Again, it's Mountain Time, 2:30 for the Bakken Basics Education Series, and then 4 o'clock Mountain until 7 at night. The cook-off, the North Dakota Petroleum calls the pussies on. Find out more about all the particulars at website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. There's educational booths from the Petroleum Council, the Department of Mineral Resources, and NESA Consulting. Kathy does a really neat thing on Bakken geology, the Pipeline Authority, folks from Enbridge, Alliance, North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Counties, Vision West, National Association of Royalty Owners have an educational booth. The folks from the North Dakota Energy Forum, they'll all be there, but the main event's really the food. It's food and just interacting with neighbors. It's really just a lot of fun. So I hope folks take it all in. All right, let's get to the phones here. Bob in Valley City, first to go on What's on Your Mind. Welcome to the program, Bob. How you doing?
Yeah, thank you. I've been listening to you about the kids coming across the border. Can anybody tell me how they got here without a parent? I mean, they're coming from Honduras and all those South American countries. How in the world did they get all up here? These kids that are even a teenager, how did they get 1,000 miles up to here without some sort of cooperation from the three countries that they had to go through to get here?
Yeah, well, for one, it's pretty unique. You start talking to Honduras and Guatemala, you're talking, you know, third world, not exactly, the best border agent. So I can see that. I'll tell you the best picture that's been painted for me on how they got here was an article I read in USA Today on Friday, and I don't have it with me. I usually keep that stuff forever, but it's back in the car. But I'll just give you the cliff notes of it. It was horrific. This was a mom who had a daughter who was deathly worried about her getting wrapped up in all kinds of gang crap and everything in Honduras. The father of this daughter, not the husband of this woman, but the father of the daughter was in the United States, I believe illegally, and was working and sending money back. And so he sent money back for like $5,000. They paid, some of these mules. There's an enterprise. And you can't even believe they went from truck to bus to overnighting and this, that, and literally to the point where they go, okay, here you are. See those border agents? Go turn yourself in. All the way to the U.S. border from Honduras. And it cost them like $5,000. So there's this network that gets them up there, and it's like planes, trains, and automobiles without the planes. You know, it's really a horrific deal. And in the case of this mom, she's like saying, I don't want to do this. I'm putting my daughter in harm's way. I don't know who I'm putting her with. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm all these things. But I'm doing this because I fear that she's going to die if she's left here to these drugs. So part of me has some empathy of what these people are going through. But the point is, how do we deal with them when they're here? And if the message is come on in, they're going to keep coming. And that's what the administration has been saying.
The thing about that is, if they have a relative in the United States and sends them $5,000, wouldn't that $5,000 got them out of poverty in the country that they're in? If I have a lot of empathy and a lot of sympathy for these kids and stuff, but that's what they're using against us. Oh, if we get to America, they'll take care of us. If we get to America, don't worry, they'll take care of you. What we have to do is we have to treat them humanely. We have to feed them. We have to give them medical attention. Then we got to put them on a 747, and we got to take them back to where they came from.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you anymore. Yeah. And it can't happen fast enough. And by the way, we have some history on this. There was a point when Mexico was letting folks come in from Brazil, all they wanted. And what it was a conduit for folks from Brazil. I think it was Brazil, would come through from the, they're mowing the park. So just so you know, that noise is a lawnmower, but that's why I'm loving open air radio. Anyway, they would come from Brazil, go through Mexico. Mexico let them in, and this was during the Bush administration. And all of a sudden, they started seeing this influx of folks from Brazil. Well, guess what? What they did was they said that we're going to very publicly make sure once they're here from Brazil, they immediately go back. Guess what? 1 month later, down 50%. 2 months later, off. Done.
Right.
So
that's
exactly what needs that. We know this, but the problem is this administration doesn't want to send them back.
So I know. I would like to, if I could ask President Obama one question, I would ask him why he hates America so much. Because he has done nothing. The leadership of this country has done nothing for the people that live here. They're inviting everybody from around the world to come here, yet doing nothing for the people that live here. And
no,
last week, Nancy Pelosi said, oh, I wish I could take care of every one of those little children. What they need to do is put about 3 busloads right on her front steps or take them all to San Francisco. take 2,000 of these kids to San Francisco and put them in front of Nancy Pelosi's door and say, here you go.
I don't know how far you'd get with asking President Obama that question, and I don't honestly believe that Barack Obama hates America. I think he wants America to be more what his version of America is, right? And so that's he has a very different idea of what it looks like. But I wouldn't say he hates America. He may hate some elements of how we operate now, but I don't think he, and some people probably in this audience disagree. I just think they have a very different view of what America ought to be, and that's part of what he's trying to do. But if you ever get a chance to ask him that question, will you call back and give us a full report on the answer? Because I'd love to hear it. Jim in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Jim, take it away.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm kind of busy today. I'm working on the North Dakota State Fair Parade.
Well, that's a good project, by golly. Tell us why we should be there this year.
Well, because we're going to have about 220 units are entered right now. Probably get a few more before close of business on Saturday, I'm sure. It's North Dakota's largest parade, and it goes through the fairgrounds, and everybody's coming to the fair, I'm sure.
Well, of course we are. What's not to love about the fair? And it's already here. It starts tomorrow. It's here, folks.
Tomorrow already.
When is the parade again? What time's the parade start?
Okay, the parade starts at Broadway and Verdict at 9:15.
On Sunday morning.
On Saturday morning, gets to the fairgrounds at about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, take the parade in, folks. Saturday morning, you don't want to miss it. Hang on, I want to find out who the Grand Marshal is. Go top Josh DeMaul. Come on. Stay tuned.
Us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Headed for the Bakken? Need a place to park the rig? Head for the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga. All kinds of great spots for diesel parking in Stanley right off Highway 2, in Tioga, just north of 2 on Highway 40. There's truck parts, a propane filling station, showers, and much more. A great clothing department with all the gear you need for the Bakken. Tons of FR and boots, Baffin to John Deere, coveralls, overalls, jackets, face masks, hats, all the warm FR clothing. And great brands like Carhartt, Dickey, Baffin, Key, and Wrangler. And a large selection of women's clothes as well. And the food is fantastic at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence and continuing to serve the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding communities for 71 years. Stop at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza, Stanley and Tioga, and tell them Scott sent you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Example of North Dakota nice, okay? Because they were mowing the lawn, getting ready for the big Bakken Rocks Cook Fest here in the Dunn Center. They're mowing the lawn, and they see me on the radio. They come over and they apologize. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were on the radio. I said, you got to mow the lawn. You got a big event going on today. Don't worry. Keep mowing. It's fine. No. We'll wait till after you're off the radio. I kind of like it. When can you do a radio show when the mower's going in the background and the birds are chirping? And I mean, can't beat it. Dunn Center, City Park, our spot today for the Dunn Center Bakken Rocks Cook Fest. 2:30 Mountain is when things get underway with that education session. The session with Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Ness of Nessa Consulting, Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, and we're going to talk pipelines in just a moment here. Then the real fun, 4 o'clock Mountain, the barbecue is served, they got live entertainment, they got the Quintana Buffet, or what is it? Quintana, I'm not sure I'm saying this right. Some Dunn Center is going to, a local is going to come up and correct me on this. I think it's Biffert. Quintana Biffert Live Entertainment. All in the park. And the ConocoPhillips Neighbors Drilling, Continental Resources, Jericho, Danbury Resources, Navarra, Halcon, LTR, Hess and Halliburton, Marathon Oil, Gold Wire Line, One Oak, the folks at Westcon, Oxy USA, Wyoming Casing, Petro Hunt. They've been here a long time in North Dakota. Purity Oilfield Services, their trucking division, Stat Oil, Liberty Oilfield Services, Whiting Petroleum, and they just got bigger, Weatherford, XTO, and MBI Energy Services. All cooking up the best food you can imagine. Goes till 7 tonight. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley and Public Service Commission member Julie Lethrig will give out the awards at 7 o'clock tonight, and you get to decide. You vote on the best barbecue. So what's not to love? All right, we're going to talk pipelines here, but I... First, wanted to let Jim and Minot tell us who the Grand Marshal is, because I think last year at the State Fair Parade, Josh Dumal, you know, the hometown boy, came back. So that's a tall, you know, act to follow. Who's this year's Grand Marshal, Jim?
This year's Grand Marshal is Sherman Sealing from Valley City. He's the retiring executive secretary for the North Dakota High School Activities Association.
Oh, that's neat. The High School Activities Association did a lot of good work over the years. Think about all the memories that have been made at state tournaments, Class B action and everything else. So a job well done for that fellow, and that's a good North Dakota choice. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It kind of goes with our theme this year, too, Parade of Champions. So, I mean, really, Sherman is definitely a champion in his business. He's really done well for the North Dakota High School Association, so I'm really thinking it's a good deal for him. He's retired here June 30th, but he's sure more than glad to be our Grand Marshal for this year.
There's nothing like that. North Dakota State Fair Parade is the biggest in North Dakota all year long. Think all the parades that happen. That one's the biggest. Saturday morning, 9:15, find yourself a little spot. Take it all in. Don't forget Lady A on Friday night, John Mellencamp Saturday night, Charlie Daniels Band Sunday night. We'll be broadcasting from the fair next week as well. Going to be a lot of fun. Jim, thanks for calling in and plugging the parade. Glad you did it.
I'm glad. Make sure when you come to the parade, bring lots of water and bring your sunscreen because it's going to be nice.
We got a scorcher this weekend. Absolutely. The weather's just looking beautiful. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks a lot. I mentioned the Bakken Rocks Cookfest and the People's Choice Awards and the Judges' Choice Awards that are handed out. All these companies compete and put out the best barbecue. And our next guest has some hardware that he didn't have earlier this week because Tuesday night, Alliance Pipeline was crowned the People's Choice Award winner for the best barbecue. And Tony Strachwedine is here. He's the manager of government affairs for Alliance Pipeline. We're going to talk a little pipeline today on the program, but first let's talk barbecue. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Thank you for having me on today. And if correct the record, we Alliance Pipeline was a small part of the effort to win the People's Choice at the Cookfest. Neighbors Drilling and Go Motel were integral in making some wonderful Cajun food, so I encourage folks to get out to Dunn Center to enjoy some of that fine Louisiana cuisine.
And it is really good. You're right. And Alliance, Neighbors Drilling, Oilfield Logistics all teamed up in the case in Kenmare, and that's what happens to these deals. Neighbors is actually teaming up with ConocoPhillips down at Dunn Center, so they'll be back down there as well. What was the secret sauce, Tony, for your group there? What do you think won them over? What was on the menu?
I think it started with the hospitality. The welcome of the local folks from the Kenmare and surrounding areas. It was reaching out and inviting them to share some food, some conversation, and some wonderful Cajun music.
Yeah, it was really neat. What was the one everybody was buzzing about, the Cajun stuff that you guys were serving up? Well, I wanted to give people a little flavor of the kind of food you can get when you go to these cookfests. It's just phenomenal. But people were, was it the crawfish? What were they doing?
They made some pasta etouffee and some shrimp and some crawfish cakes. It was just a lot of fun and very tasty. And they're going to, I believe, have similar food down at Dunn Center.
Yeah, I mean, there's beef brisket, there's ribs and pork chops and, you know, steak sandwiches, and the Cajun stuff was a big winner for the folks in the Kenmare. There'll be more of the same there. But
right. Plus,
more
it's
importantly,
the purpose of having the ability to reach out to the local community, to meet some of the folks in the energy industry, talk about issues, learn what we do. We learn what the community, what are the issues in town. There's a variety of educational booths from other service companies or other pipelines or providers. So it's a great opportunity for folks to come out and just get to know us. And we're interested in getting to know them as well.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm raving today about the barbecue, and it's good. It's fun. It's free food, obviously, and there's all kinds of, you know, little goodies handed out, and, you know, freebies and T-shirts and hats and mugs and, you know, every kind of little trinket you can imagine. And people like those. They hand out the bags, and you're going to come away if you go to this thing with probably $100 for the free stuff, and they love giving it to you. Just, you know, endless supplies of this handed out. But the real value is in just good old-fashioned eyeball-to-eyeball, you know, neighbor-to-neighbor kind of conversations about everything that's happening in the great state of North Dakota right now, isn't it, Tony?
That's correct. It's a great opportunity. And certainly from a pipeline side, we talk a lot about pipeline safety. One of the messages, if you stop by the Alliance Pipeline Information Booth, we'll talk about the call before you dig requirements or utilizing the 811 number to prevent damage to underground utilities. It's a free service, but it's certainly something that's important for each and every one of us as we dig around our homes or our businesses or our land.
Call before you dig. That's like Tony's calling card, right? And the other thing is what I love about call before you dig is it's 811, right? So it's an easy
That's
number.
Correct.
You can't, you know, we all know 911, but 811 is the number that you call and you call before you dig. Tell us a little bit about Alliance Pipeline and your role, what you guys what you do, where you're at. Just give us a little 101 on Alliance Pipeline, Tony.
Sure. Alliance Pipeline is an interstate natural gas pipeline that began transporting Canadian natural gas from British Columbia and Alberta into the Chicago market. We've got 324 miles of natural gas pipeline that were built and operates in the state of North Dakota since 2000. We've been a pipeline that's been full, bringing Canadian gas in, but we also have the ability to take Bakken gas. Today, we move about 160 million cubic feet of rich, high-energy Bakken natural gas to the market. So we're part of that solution to help reduce or minimize flaring as the oil production occurs. So we have been safely operating. We've built last year a new line from Tioga to Sherwood to connect to our main line to get to Chicago, a new 12-inch, 80-mile pipeline that's essentially providing service for the Hess plant in Tioga to transport their gas into the market. As a interstate natural gas pipeline, we do not own the energy that we transport. We're simply a 2,400-mile-long truck is the best way to describe it.
That's a really good way to describe it, because it's just another way of transport. And really what's amazing, what's happened, is ironically the explosion, and that's the wrong word to use, the incredible amount of increase of oil by rail has proven what the flexibility means for the commodity to the market, so that the folks that own the oil, you guys don't, you're transporting it, you're the truck, but the folks that own the oil, which would be the mineral rights holders, right? They're the ones that...
Exactly, and the state benefits from it. The economy, obviously, is prospering through the contribution of the energy industries overall. But it's one that's important for us to recognize pipelines are the safest, most efficient, cost-effective way to transport oil. The rail transport options are certainly provide some flexibility and some shorter-term sort of opportunities to export those products. It really speaks to the ingenuity and supply and demand markets that are responding, that if I've got a product, I want to get it to a market, how do I do that? If I can't get a pipe in the ground, rail is the next best opportunity.
Yeah, what I'm saying makes any sense. The incredible amount of increase in oil by rail, and the fact that, okay, we're going to send it so it can go to a refinery for Delta. That one will go east. This one's going to go to the West Coast. Cushing's a little flush right now, so let's go to Louisiana. Have really proven that now with time, which we now have, when we talk about a five-generation play, to think about this a little smarter, rather than clogging our rail lines and causing the mess we have for agriculture, with time, we build more pipelines and even provide more flexibility, right?
That's correct. And in order to site and build pipelines, obviously it takes the commitment of not only the pipeline companies and the producers, but also to work with those landowners to recognize and respect the requests that we have to put a pipeline across certain areas on land, because you got to go from point A to point B. So from Alliance's pipeline, since day one, we have had a commitment to recognize the landowner. They're granting us a privilege, even though we pay for that easement to cross that piece of property. We know we recognize we disturb the soils, but then we go back in and we restore those soils. And so our Tioga Lateral is an example. We've had very good success. We did a winter construction project through that, which is not typically done in the lower 48. And as a result, we're seeing very good restoration results from those lands. Will there be issues and challenges? Yes. Will we return to work with that landowner? You bet. We're committed to that land. We want those landowners to be successful and continue to basically steward their commitment to that land.
Well, I know you're not a landman, but I would love for you to just kind of give me the elevator pitch on, if I own a piece of land that you are interested in using as part of a pipeline, how that conversation works. I mean, is that a sit down at the kitchen table and here's what we do kind of thing? Is it a back and forth? How does that work, Tony?
It's probably a variety of options or opportunities. It's written communication. It's information on our commitment to safety. How do we do the construction? Our land agents do sit at the table and discuss how Alliance works, how we've constructed, how we come back, how we try and ensure that we take the least invasive route possible, obviously recognizing you got to get from a point A to a point B. So there's opportunities in which for us to work with and negotiate with, in good faith, with those landowners. And so it's one that I know our land group is very proud of those relationships. And once we complete the construction, the landowner knows how to get a hold of us. If they have
hang
an
on,
issue
hang
question.
On if you would, Tony. We're up against the break, so just hold that thought. We'll continue on the other side of the break. Tony Strachwedine, Alliance Pipeline, with us. Pipeline 101 on the program today.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU Pest Management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU Pest Management in the search bar and click Enter. The NDSU Pest Management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
Summertime travels are better with a stop at Petroserve USA locations. You'll find them in Bismarck, Mandan of the West, Valley City, Castleton. They're in West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, Clinton, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton. A Petroserve USA location is near you, and they help America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields in North Dakota. What a way to go. Choice at the pump. You get it from Petroserve USA locations. You also get the best deal in town, 4 for $4, the personal pan, single-topping pizza, the 20-ounce soda drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4. What a great lunch or dinner. It is fabulous. And breakfast time, how about a breakfast pizza, coffee, couple cookies for later in the day, 4 for $4. It is a great deal. All of July, pick up 2 Pizza Corner pizzas for $11. Great deal there. Giant Seeds, $1.39. Gardetto's $1.29. Mars King Size Bars are 69 cents. And the Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese or traditional Italian sandwiches, $2.99. Save big, feel better. At Petroserve USA, helping America feel better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What's on your mind? Open air edition for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest in Dunn Center today. Oh, baby, it doesn't get any better than this. Live and direct from the City Park in Dunn Center, North Dakota. I'm still looking for good Dunn Center stories, so any you have, share them with me. I've just learned also that the Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring, will be at the event today and also handing out the awards. So good opportunity to talk to your Ag Commissioner, Doug Goring. That's fantastic. Governor Dalrymple and Wayne Stengem were up there on
Tuesday in Kenmare, and we'll have Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley, Public Service Commission member Julie Lutfrig, and Doug Goring from the Ag Commission there as well. So hope to see you there. We're chatting with the manager of Government Affairs for Alliance Pipeline, doing a little Pipeline 101 here on the program, Tony Stackwadine. And Tony is, before you, we went to break, you were just wrapping up your description of how that interaction works with landowners. So I let you finish that point first, Tony.
Sure. It really started because we are a federally regulated pipeline with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission application. We did two open houses, one in Tioga, one up in Kenmare, to invite landowners that are generally along the proposed route to meet with us to learn about the project. Our land agents and follow-up to meet them typically around the kitchen table, talk about the project, talk about the impacts, talk about how we work and what the possible compensation is based on the amount of land that we cross in a given area. We always strive to get to a voluntary understanding and work with those landowners to maximize our benefit. Natural gas, you can only take that away by pipe. You can't, as you know, put it in a truck or a rail car. So, you know, putting natural gas infrastructure in the ground is going to be important as North Dakota strives to reduce the amount of gas that's flared. The gas capture plans recently put into regulation here in the state is a wonderful thing. You need to capture that energy, utilize it for useful purposes.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, people see flaring as a problem, and it's a byproduct of what's happening and how fast it's happening in North Dakota, but nobody wants it to continue, and the way it goes away is more pipelines. Simple
that's
as that.
Correct.
Right.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I mean, that's really our future, right? I mean, Justin Kringsted, when he gives me these stats, always just I just can't even get my mind wrapped around the numbers of how many miles of pipeline there are currently under North Dakota, but what's on the table is just mind-boggling because we're talking about a huge increase in the amount of pipelines in the future, which, again, remove the truck traffic and remove the flaring problem and get the product to market in a more flexible way. I mean, there's a lot there that makes a whole lot of sense. You know, the question is just time, right? Get it done, and when can you get it done by? You mentioned something earlier about a winter project that's not normally done in the lower 48, a winter dig. Tell me about that. Is there more of that in our future?
I think there will be based on, you know, certainly there's a short summer construction season in North Dakota. If you utilize a winter construction cycle for pipeline projects, which Alliance Pipeline did, we are finding that you get some better results as you do your restoration. The way that process works for us, and it was approved by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, as well as the Fish and Wildlife folks and other groups here in the state, you take the topsoils after harvest and you strip, you know, those topsoils off the land where you're going to put your pipeline in. Once the freeze occurs, you then excavate your trench for your pipe. You weld your pipe up. You lay it in the ditch. You test it. You cover it back up by pulverizing those frozen soils to put the subsoil back in. And then in the springtime, you come back and you replace the topsoil. We find the results have been better, less issues around subsidence of that trench. And I know a lot of landowners have questions. What if I put my combine across it and I break an axle? Well, call us and we'll work with you. If we got to get some custom combiners out there to help you get that crop off the field, we'll do so. But understand, we will return. We'll make it right. We want to fix that land so it's as good or better than what you started with.
And, you know, I find that's the outcome in the vast majority of cases. I mean, there's obviously always some things that you hear about, and I imagine you hate that probably more than anybody when somebody in the industry doesn't do it right. But it fortunately, am I right to say that's a 1 in 100 deal or 1 in 1,000 deal when you see things just not going as they were supposed to go?
But yes, I agree with. But as you know, one is too many. As industry, we're sometimes our own worst enemy when you have one bad actor. That's where Alliance steps in to remind or work with landowners to say, we've been here in the state 14 years. We will be here for quite some time. We understand we're responsible for safety along our system, as well as obviously helping you to maintain the best productivity and the best use of your land that you can.
Yeah, and I really look forward to facilitating more of these kind of conversations because, you know, there's two sides of the table. There's the landowner side and there's the pipeline side. They're both extraordinarily important. And to me, the best way to figure that out is across the kitchen table and, you know, and talking those things out and making sure you're recognizing, hey, here's where one went bad. Here's what we do to make sure that doesn't happen. And, you know, what's a fair price? And let's figure this out. That's the North Dakota way, isn't it?
That's right. And it's, again, we are granted a privilege by those landowners to put that easement along their lands. And it's one that we recognize, and our commitment to the land remains very strong.
Hey, Tony, nice chatting with you. Thanks for the Pipeline 101, and we'll see you in Dunn Center a little later on. I got a head start on you here in the park, and it's looking beautiful. So we'll talk to you
later.
Thank you, sir. You bet. Tony Straquadine is the manager of government affairs for Alliance Pipeline, joining us on the program today. And congrats to Tony and the team up at Kenmare of Neighbors Drilling and Oilfield Logistics for cranking out the great Cajun and getting the People's Choice Award. There's some serious hardware from the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Doing it all over again today. And Dunn Center, and I've got an email from a listener that said, Scott, you are not going to believe Quintana. That is the best entertainment in Dunn Center. So I'll tell you a little bit about that as well. We'll see you here later this afternoon. We'll continue with more What's on Your Mind and your calls straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.